JP Barry, NHL agent. Thanks for this, JP. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Thanks for this. Thanks for making time today. It's been a pretty interesting couple of weeks for the NHL and the players, but your sense of how the players are feeling right now with the NHL trying to renegotiate the still fresh CBA that was signed a few months ago?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I would say a little surprised given the detail of the CBA and how the fact that it was done, you know, mid-pandemic, and we dealt, you know, we had a very sort of elaborate way to deal with debt going forward. So yeah, to having done an agreement 4 months and asking to reopen it is definitely something I've never seen before.
Well, based on your conversations and what you know, how far do you think the owners are willing to go on this?
Well, maybe it's a question of how far the players are willing to go also. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they made a pretty strong request, obviously, to take back, you know, basically more money in this upcoming year. If you look at what they're asking for is they don't like the deal they did and they want to move money into the front part of the deal here right now. So really it's they're asking for us to give them a cash flow or a loan on the deal that we're dealing with right now.
JP Barry, our guest. And anytime there's a negotiation, there's okay, we'll give you this, but we want that. Is there any sense of what the players would want in return?
It's hard to say because it's, you know, this is not normal. Like you can say that, but generally when you do a CBA, it's locked up for especially one that's been done 4 months ago with no new circumstances. So this one's a little bit, you know, surprising. I don't think the players have been prepared to have like a definite list of what they want in return. So there's two ways to go here. It's to say, no, this is not reasonable. Like we already dealt with this, or okay, let's look at, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I think the players are trying to decide right now in the Players Association whether they engage and you know, look at going back and forth on this.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by JP Barry, NHL agent. And JP, you have a couple of clients still without contracts for the new season. NBA season, free agency, we saw money being thrown around everywhere. Why are there so many good hockey players without jobs right now?
Well, I mean, obviously in the NBA, they don't have the hard cap. I mean, they do have some softness to their cap. They have some softer issues around buyout, and they have a luxury tax on top of the cap. So we have, we have a hard cap. So right now, every dollar has to fit underneath 81.5. So I think the second issue is that the NBA has kind of set their dates. Like we don't have dates right now. So I think as soon as we have dates set, you'll see more movement for some of the unrestricted free agents, and then you'll see the restricted free agent market kickstart again.
We know, in talking to Canucks general manager Jim Benning here on the show in the past, he said he's had conversations with you and with Louis about his future and potentially looking for opportunities elsewhere. Is there any kind of an update on that with Louis and his future with the Vancouver Canucks?
No, I mean, we've worked together pretty hard trying to find opportunities, but things pretty much, you know, went quiet here a few days after free agency in this business. I think just because of the uncertainty around the start of the season, there just really hasn't been, I'm talking to GMs, there hasn't been a lot of trade discussions and certainly hasn't been many negotiations. So really, since probably a week into free agency, there's not been a lot of business going on in the NHL right now.
Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda joined by JP Barry, NHL agent. You mentioned that, and you know we're talking a lot about, you know, things that can happen, and you know, players that are still out there, unrestricted free agents. You've also got a restricted free agent in Matt Barzal that is without a new contract with the New York Islanders, and we know it takes two for an offer sheet. We talked to Mikhail Sergachev's agent a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned that there might be interest, but right now Mikhail isn't willing to go down that road. Has there been significant interest in your client for an offer sheet in Matt Barzal?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not something I'm going to talk about because those conversations are private that we have with other teams. I mean, it doesn't really help the process, but. I have had lengthy discussions with the Islanders, and I continue to talk to Lou Lamoriello on a regular basis. And and we'll stay in touch. I think knowing dates will, you know, speed things up. I think Lou probably needs to know those dates in order to make some of the moves he has to do for us to have some more discussions on a contract.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by J.P. Barry, NHL agent. J.P., another one of your clients, Ilya Kovalchuk. I know there's a lot of fans that have been following him for a long time wondering what's next. What type of situation does he want at this point in his career?
Yeah, I think he's caught in that first, second wave. I think he's going to look at a team that wants to give him a good role, and it's not, you know, Ilya's done very well over his life. He just wants to continue to play and show people that the player that, you know, played the first few months last year with Montreal can still help a team. And I think Ilya can do that. He's stayed in shape throughout, and he's been skating, and I think we just have to find the right fit for him.
JP, appreciate your insights on this. Hopefully we'll talk soon, and hopefully we'll have hockey soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.